You're listening to Highway Sermons with Joshua Mills, Session 4.
Limitations in the glory realm, no. Limitations in the spirit, and no limitations in the glory realm, no.
We touch Him in our worship. As we worship Him, we touch His glory. As we glorify His name, we touch His glory. Tonight we reach out in worship to give Him glory. But as our hands are lifted up in yielded surrender, we also reach out to receive the touch of God upon our life. We lift up our hands to give, but we also reach out our hands to receive from the heavens. Lord, tonight we thank You for Your glory that's in this place. Lord, we thank You that You are moving by Your Spirit. Lord, we thank You that You are doing the impossible. Lord, we thank You that You are working supernatural miracles. Lord, we thank You for shifting us out of the old and into the new. Lord, we thank You for the change that's coming even into our life, the change that You desire to do. Lord, we thank You for bringing forth restoration. We thank You for releasing divine rejuvenation. Lord, we thank You for restoring the things that have been lost in the past. Lord, we thank You for bringing us into a new realm of seeing You at last. Lord, we thank You for Your glory that's in this place tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to look at somebody tonight. I want you to look at somebody tonight and tell them, say, I see the glory of God all over you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sure. I see the glory all over you. Not just a little bit, but a whole lot of glory. Hallelujah. 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 Look at somebody, say, I see a whole lot of glory all over you. Not just a little bit. I see a lot of glory. Hallelujah. I see a whole lot of glory. Whenever you touch the glory begins to touch you. You reach out to touch the glory, and the glory begins to redirect. The glory begins to reposition. The glory brings divine direction. The Lord supernaturally begins to bring the transition that only He can bring. We reach out to touch Him, and He reaches in, and He touches us. Hallelujah. It's impossible for you to touch the glory without the glory touching you. It's impossible to reach out and touch the glory without the glory touching you. Are you hearing what I'm saying tonight? Tonight's a night of impartation. I felt very strongly last night as we were coming to the close of the meeting that tonight would be a night when I would lay hands upon you and pray for you and come into agreement with you. Listen, at the end of the meeting tonight, I'm going to take these jumper cables. Come on. I'm going to lay these jumper cables on you. And as you come into agreement with me, your faith and my faith is going to tap in to that reality of the open heaven, into that reality of divine provision, into that reality of supernatural healing, into that reality of blessing from the Lord, into that reality of His grace that flows like a river. As we begin to join in agreement tonight, there's going to be something that flows from heaven and begins to come into the earth, begins to manifest in the earth. Absolutely. But I want to tell you this. I've traveled all over the world. I've been traveling, ministering on the road, you know, traveling from church to church and from conference to conference. And and ministering in that way. I've been traveling now for about 15 years on the road. But something that I've discovered is that some of the most generous people I have ever found in my life are the people that love the glory of God. Hallelujah. Are the people that wherever the glory shows up, you find some generous people. Hallelujah. And I want to thank you tonight for your generosity in your praise and your worship. It has been extravagant. It has been loud. It has been a blessing. We have seated the heavens together. And when you seed the heavens, the glory rain comes down. It's impossible to have rain without the cloud. And that's why God's looking for some people who will be cloud builders. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you realize you can be? Listen, at the dedication of Solomon's temple, the Bible says the trumpeters and the musicians, the different minstrels, they were all joined together as with one voice. And as they lifted up that sound of praise, saying, Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever. As they released that sound into the heavens, the Bible says that they began to seed the heavens with their worship. They began to seed the heavens with their praise. And then the cloud came down, the glory. And the Bible says the cloud came down in such a degree that the priests could not stand to minister in the way that they had always ministered. In other words, they couldn't do what they had always done. I want to encourage you tonight. Over the last few days, we've been seeding the heavens, building a cloud. Hallelujah. You can build the cloud in your home. You can build the cloud in your workplace. You can build the cloud in your business. I believe when you go away from this place, you're going to carry some revelations with you. You're going to begin to create an atmosphere everywhere you go. But as we've been building the cloud in this place, it's not been for no reason. It's not been without purpose. But as we've been building that cloud corporately together, ushering in the glory of God together, it's so that the cloud of glory would come and overshadow and overtake every facet of our life, every area of our life, that God would begin to do what we cannot do. Hallelujah. When the glory cloud comes down, you can't always operate the way you used to operate. You can't do the things you always used to do. Hallelujah. But when the glory comes, God brings His inspiration. God brings His revelation. God begins to shine His light of illumination. God begins to bring us into a place of activation where we see His glory, know His glory, know how to move, how to position ourselves, what to say, what to do. All of a sudden we come into this place of activation. God's revelation demands activation in order to bring forth a manifestation. And God desires to release a manifestation of His glory, the glory that is seen, the glory that is tangible, the glory that is a breakthrough. Hallelujah. God desires, and I believe tonight in this place, God desires to release a manifestation of His glory in your life. You've been sitting in this atmosphere, words of glory being spoken, the prophetic being declared, the presence, the kabod of God. We could feel it. We could sense that God is moving. We can sense that God is doing something. But tonight we're moving into the Shekinah glory, the manifestation, the glory of God that comes upon your life and brings forth a visible change. Hallelujah. Some of you need a physical healing. Tonight, when I lay my hands on you, I want you to come into agreement with me that the physical healing is coming into your body tonight. Tonight. Some of you need a miracle in your finances. When I lay my hands upon you, I want you to come into agreement with me that God is bringing new blessing into your life, that there's a breakthrough in the area of finances, that there will be financial deliverance for you, that the things that have hindered you in the past will no longer hinder you in the future. Hallelujah. But that God is doing something new for you in the area of your finances, your financial well-being. Some of you need a miracle in your family. Tonight I want you to come into agreement with me when I lay my hands on you that there is a supernatural transition that's happening in your home, that God is releasing a miracle within your family, not just in the spirit, but a miracle that will be seen in your home. Jesus prayed like this. He said, Father, I pray that they would be with me where I am and that they would see the glory. That they would see my glory. That they would see the glory. God desires that you would see, that your eyes would be open to see His glory. God wants to demonstrate His glory in your home, in your family, in your children, in your spouse, in your grandparents, in your relatives, in your neighbors, in your friends that are close by. God desires to demonstrate His glory in your business, in your workplace, in what you put your hand to do. God desires to demonstrate His glory. God desires to pour out His glory in the marketplace. God desires to pour out His glory in your communities, in your schools, in the places of your education. God desires to demonstrate His glory, that you would see His glory in your life. The glory is not just about coming to a conference. We come to these conferences to get the revelation. We come to these conferences to receive a powerful impact, impression of the Spirit. We come to these conferences and it's like a bomb going off on the inside, a good bomb going off on the inside. Come on. A holy explosion going off on the inside. But the greatest manifestation of the glory of God does not happen within the four walls of the church. The greatest manifestation of the glory of God happens when you go from this place and you carry this glory wherever you go. Hallelujah. Tonight is not the end of the glory. Tonight is the beginning of this glory beginning to be manifested in your life in new and powerful ways. Hallelujah. I told you, I have met some of the most generous people within the body of Christ. Generous people are always found within that place of the glory. And I want to thank Pastor Steve and Pastor Janet for allowing me to come so kindly, allowing me to be in their pulpit, stand in the pulpit, stand on this platform, and minister in the freedom, the liberty that God has given me to minister. Pastor Steve told me the first night, he said, just take your liberty. Do as God shows you to do. Don't hold back. Just take your liberty. I want to tell you that it's a great honor. It's been a great joy to be here at the Highway Christian Community, to be here in Durban, being able to minister freely in the glory. No holding back, no restrictions, but into that place and no limitation in the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 And Pastor Janet even prepared a special gift basket for me when I came. And inside of it were some little goodies. But I got a whole bag full of the biltong. Is that how you say it? Biltong. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, there is no limitations how that stuff can make you feel. Hallelujah. I mean, that is some good meat right there, that biltong. Hallelujah. And so I've enjoyed that real good. But something that I discovered is wherever I've met generous people, wherever I've met generous people in the glory, one of the things I've discovered is that even though they're some of the most generous people on the face of the planet, many of those people, good, Christian, sincere, beautiful people, have a problem not in giving. They love to give. But the problem they have is learning how to receive. The church has taught us a lot about giving. We need to be generous givers. We know that. The Bible makes it clear. We need to be generous givers. God loves our generosity because it echoes who He is. It echoes His heart. It echoes His presence. His presence is generous presence. God doesn't hold back. He releases every good and perfect gift that comes from above. God loves to pour out extravagantly upon us. And so in response, we learn how to be extravagant in our generosity. But I want to tell you this. It's important that you not only learn how to become a generous giver, but that you learn how to become a generous receiver. A generous receiver. A generous receiver. I want you to open your Bible with me tonight. And I want to teach you in regards to becoming a generous receiver tonight, because it's a night of impartation. It's a night of receiving from the Lord. It's a night of receiving a touch from heaven, receiving from the glory realm tonight. I believe many of you are receiving a touch over the last few days, even tonight, that will carry you forth into the places that God has prepared for you in the coming weeks, the coming months, the coming years. Many of you are going to be carried into your destiny, carried into divine purpose from this place. Hallelujah. And there's seeds of glory that are being deposited within your spirit for the harvest that comes in the days ahead. Hallelujah. I just want to say this real quickly. God showed me this, that as soon as a Christian believer breaks through a spirit of poverty in the area of their giving, because you understand there's a spirit of poverty that tries to block your giving. You understand that, right? The enemy comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus comes and he says, I've come with abundant life. I've come with life and life more abundantly. There's spirits of poverty that try to come on your life, try to block the blessing of God on your life. Now, I praise God that every curse has been annihilated at the cross of Calvary. But the Bible says this, without the revelation, without the wisdom, people perish. Without vision, the people perish. People that do not have a revelation of God's blessing always seem to live without the blessing. It's not because it's not available, but it's because they haven't connected to it, to that grace, by faith. God wants all of us to connect with the revelation that we are blessed. It's not like it might happen. It's not like if you give a really big offering, then it will happen. It's like because of Jesus' work on Calvary, you are blessed. And that's just the way it is. And when you understand that you're blessed, things begin to change. You begin to operate different. You begin to do things differently because you understand you have the revelation you are blessed. Now, the thing is this. The enemy will do everything in his power to block you from, number one, that revelation. And what happens is a spirit of poverty will show up and try to make you focus on the limited. Try to focus on your poverty. Try to focus on your limited income. Try to focus on the fact that you don't have very much, that you're not like other people, that you're living in a different place than you like to live, or that you like to have more stuff. Come on. The enemy will always try to make you look at yourself. If the enemy can get you looking at yourself, he will block you from looking at Jesus. The more you look at Jesus, the more you understand who you are. The poverty spirit comes, number one, to block your giving. As long as you look at yourself, what you don't have, your insufficiency, you always feel like, I can't give. I don't have enough. Look at me, poor me, I'm in poverty. Look at all I have is ₹5 left of money. I got some gold coming on my hand right now. All I got left is ₹5 to my name. All I got, come on, looking at yourself. Spirit of poverty, try to make you look at yourself. But as soon as you kick that spirit of poverty out the door, come on, and you start looking at Jesus, I'm saying, I'm blessed. It'll make you operate different than you've operated in the past. Suddenly now you give offerings and you sow seed, not because you think that will make you blessed. No, because you know you're blessed, you can sow seed. Because you know you're blessed, you can give an offering. Because listen, God's not changing his mind about you. You're blessed. And as you give, you're blessed. As it comes out of your hand, you're still blessed. Hallelujah. My money is not my provision. My job, my natural resource is not my provision. God is my provision. Vision. He's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, my provider. He is El Shaddai, the God of more than enough. Now, as soon as you kick that spirit of poverty out and you become a generous giver, where does that spirit of poverty go? And this is what the Lord showed me. It doesn't just disappear, it's just gone. The first place that spirit of poverty will try to come is now on your receiving. You're receiving. Now, why would the spirit of poverty try to come on your receiving? Because the devil knows that you can only give what you have. You can only give what you've got. God will never ask you for something you don't have. He'll only ask you for what you have. God will never ask you to do something impossible. He'll ask you to do something possible so that He can do something impossible. The devil knows that if he blocks your receiving, what happens? Ultimately, he stops the flow of generosity. You see, people have difficulty receiving sometimes. This poverty spirit comes, and it comes like this. It will come with pride. Oh, no. I don't need that. I don't need it. No. The spirit of poverty will come on your receiving, and it will come like this. Well, I don't deserve it. I'm not good enough. No, I can't take that from you. I'm sorry. I can't take it. The spirit of poverty will come in this way on your receiving. Well, no, I have enough. Come on, you just keep your money. You just keep your gifts. You just keep your blessings. I've got enough. I can take care of myself. Ooh. Since when did God ask you to take care of yourself? Spirit of poverty will come like this. Come on your receiving. Well, I couldn't take that because what would people think of me? If somebody knew I got that kind of blessing, well, I can't take my pastor. If he knew, come on, become a generous receiver. Become a generous receiver. There's some good gifts that what God wants to give you. There's some massive blessings that God wants to pour into your life. There's some outstanding miracles, tremendous breakthroughs that God wants to bring to your life. Tonight, I want to encourage you to let go and let God. Become a generous receiver of everything that heaven has for you tonight. Become a generous receiver. When you block somebody from blessing your life, you block, number one, the generosity that they were wanting to show, the flow of generosity they were wanting to release into your life. You block it. But at the same time, you block your receiving in order to be a generous giver once again. God desires to bless you. God wants you to become a generous receiver. Why? So that it can flow into your life, to flow through your life. You see, the prosperity gospel, some people, I believe in the prosperity gospel. I do. I believe it. Absolutely. I believe the prosperity gospel that the Bible preaches. Now, I'm not saying that everything everybody's ever called the prosperity gospel is right, because there's been extremes and there's been some people who have twisted it and it hasn't actually been biblical at all in any sense. But I want to say that I believe in the prosperity gospel. And somebody once told me, they said, well, Brother Joshua, I have a problem with the prosperity gospel because that's an American gospel. I want to remind you tonight, Jesus was not an American. Hallelujah. And He teaches us a lot in His Word about being prosperous. And like I said before, this is not about becoming materialistic. This is not about a love of money. Actually, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Money's not evil, but the love for it, the lust for it, the greed, the craving for money, that's an evil thing, a very evil thing. Because now you're getting your eyes off God and you're putting your eyes on what? Money. Money. We're not to ever have our eyes on money. We're always to have our eyes on Jesus. But as we have our eyes on Jesus, as we begin to look to Him, as we begin to see that we are blessed in Him, suddenly there's this flow that comes into our life where the blessing of God overtakes us. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord, it makes one rich, and He adds no sorrow to it. The blessing that God, the prosperity that God desires to add into your life is not a material
legalistic blessing that will add sorrow. It is a blessing that comes from the heavenly realm to bless you with every good and perfect gift that comes from above, in order that you would be able to do everything that you're called to do, that you would be able to minister in every capacity that God has ever dreamed that you could minister, that you could be everything God ever intended you to be, and also have enough left over, come on, to be generous on every occasion. Now that is true biblical prosperity. Not just finances, but every area of your life being blessed. Every area of your life being whole in Christ. Hallelujah. All your needs being met according to the riches of the goodness of God in the glory of God through Christ Jesus. The Bible says that He'll supply, meet all of your need. Some of you have a real need for a companion, for a husband, or for a wife. The Bible promises He'll meet all of your need according to His riches. Come on. God wants you to enter into a place of prosperity where your spouse comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God promises to meet all of your need according to His riches in glory. Some of you have a need for friendship, for friends. God wants to give you friends right out of the glory realm. Hallelujah. Supernatural, divine connections, divine appointments, the right people at the right place at the right time. Some of you have a need for direction. You need to know where the next step is. You're asking God, God, where is the next? I don't need like the next 10 years. I just need the next step. He promises to meet your need according to His riches and glory. That means supernatural direction, divine revelation, the wisdom of God becoming your wisdom. God desires to meet your need. God desires to create you as a prosperous people in the earth. Hallelujah. Prosperous with everything that comes from above, in order to do everything that you're called to do, in order to also be generous on every occasion. But if you stop you're receiving, you block the entire flow. God is looking for generous receivers. Hallelujah. I want you to look at this with me. Look at this with me. I want to show you in the Word. Luke 6, look at this with me. Let's start in verse 38 of Luke 6. It says, give, and what will happen if you give? It will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over will be poured into your lap, for with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Some may say it will be measured to me. Okay, now this is Jesus speaking. How many have ever heard this scripture in the context of the offering? Oh, nobody? Well, maybe I should use it tonight. How many have ever heard this scripture before? Okay. The majority of the church that's heard this scripture, they've looked at this scripture, Jesus is speaking, and they felt that this is a scripture all about giving. Actually, it's not a scripture about giving. The focus of this scripture, it's a scripture about receiving. There's one mention of give, but there's seven supernatural levels of receiving in this scripture. Hallelujah. How many want to receive on all seven levels? Yeah. There's new levels in God to explore in receiving blessings from Him. There's new levels where you can increase in the glory and discover new things in God. Realize, wow, He's good in this area of my life. Wow, He's good in that area of my life. Wow, God, I didn't realize that You could bless me in that way. God, I didn't know You could bless me over there. God, I didn't know You could bless my family. God, I didn't know You could bless my business. God, there's new discoveries in God to be made every day. The Bible says, give, and it will be given back to you. This is level number one. We give to God, and He gives back to us. We can never outgive God. It's absolutely impossible. Every time our offering, every time our generosity, every time our seed leaves our hand and we sow it into the glory, it's not leaving our life. It's just going into our future where it becomes a harvest. Hallelujah. when you give, the Bible says it will come back to you. It's absolutely impossible to outgive God. Now, we should never give because, oh, if I give this, then I'm going to get something. Our giving, our generosity should always be propelled by a heart of praise and worship. Because God is so good, we love to give to Him. I love to praise Him. I love to worship Him. I love to sing to God, not because of what I'm going to get, just because He is so absolutely extravagantly good. He is just a good God. He loves me, and I love Him, and that's just the way it is. Hallelujah. And our offerings should be done in the same attitude. Because God loves me and I love Him, I love to give to Him. It's not a problem. It's actually, it might be called a sacrifice, but really deep inside, I don't even feel it. It's not hurting me inside. It's not uncomfortable for me inside because I just love to give to God. I give to Him and He gives back to me. That's just the way it is. That's the first level of receiving. But the second level is this. It comes back a good measure. What is a good measure? A good measure is a better measure than you even gave. God doesn't just give you back what you gave. God will actually give back and add more to it. Remember, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And now He adds no sorrow to it. Now you're getting a blessing in your life that doesn't have sorrow. Now you're getting a blessing in your life that's greater, better. It's a good measure. Hallelujah. The third level of supernatural. How many want to go up to that second level? Good measure. Yeah. The third level of supernatural receiving says it's pressed down. What is that? It means compacted. It's pressed down. Come on. It's compacted. Pressed in. Try to get all that you can into that barrel kind of blessing. Number four, the fourth level, shaken together. Now, several years ago, I don't know, maybe about 2 years ago, my son Lincoln, he was 8 years old at the time. He came to me one day. This was May of 2010. He came to me one day. How I remember that, that's got to be supernatural. He came to me one day. See, Lincoln loves Lego. I don't know if anybody plays with Lego in South Africa. Okay, some people. Lincoln is what we would call a Lego maniac. He loves Lego. He is so enthralled with this toy. And he came to me one day with the Lego catalog, and he said, Dadu. He calls me Dadu. He said, Dadu, he said, I would really like this Lego set. And I looked at it. I thought, wow, that's really big, Lincoln. That's a big Lego set. That's really nice. I said, well, how much does it cost? He said, oh, the price is right here. And he pointed to it. $399.99. What is that in rands? $3,990. Come on. I said, Lincoln, this is not the same kind of Lego I used to play with when I was a kid. This is a whole nother level altogether, this kind of Lego. Now, I said, Lincoln, if you want that Lego, you're going to have to save up for it yourself. He said, okay. He said, I really want it, so I'll save. He said, Dadu, if I save all my money, how quick do you think I can get it? This was May. This is springtime. I said, Lincoln, I said, if the Lord really blesses you and you save all of your money, I think probably by Christmas time, by December, you might be able to go out and get that Lego set. He said, really, you think so? I said, I think so. If you get really blessed and you save all your money, I think you'll be able to get it by Christmas time. Lincoln said, okay. So the next day we were going to Phoenix, Arizona. I was ministering with my very good friend, spiritual mother, Patricia King. And I was, does anybody know Patricia? What a blessing Patricia is. She is awesome. And I just love her to bits, absolutely. And I was ministering with Patricia for one night only in her conference, and as I was preaching, some lovely person came up to Lincoln and gave him a little bit of money. They wanted to bless him with a little bit of money. And Lincoln got all excited about it, and he looked at his mom and he said, Mom, he said, how much is the tithe? And she told him, 10%. Okay, so he got it all out. And then he said, now I feel like God's telling me to give an offering also. So he took a little bit more money out of the money. And then he said, and I want to sow a seed too. So he took a little bit more money out. And he came and he gave the tithe, the offering, and the seed. Three different financial contributions in the meeting. And the rest he kept, and he told his mother, he said, I'm going to save this for my Lego. And so the next day, we got up bright and early. We flew to Brisbane, Australia. As soon as we got to Brisbane, we literally came off the plane and right into the church where I went up on the pulpit and platform, and I began to minister. As I was ministering, right before I was about to minister, the offering was being received. And I was sitting beside Lincoln, and Lincoln looked at me and he said, Dadu, do you have my money? I said, no, your mom has all the money. You know, Janet, she always has all the money. Everybody's money in our house, Janet has it. And I said, your mother has your money. I said, why? He said, because I want to give it. I said, well, how much do you want to give? He said, I want to give it all. I said, Lincoln, you want to give it all? He said, yeah. I said, you know I'm not buying you that Lego set. Now listen, I'm not going to discourage my child's generosity, but I also want him to know that he's on his own for that whole Lego deal. I'm not going to, you know. And so I told him, I said, well, Lincoln, you know I'm not buying you that Lego set. He said, I know, but I want to give it all in the offering. I said, okay, well, then you ask your mom. So he asked Janet Angela, and he got his money prepared, and he ran up, and he gave it into the offering. And then I was up ministering. And as I was ministering, somebody walked up to Lincoln and gave him more money. Now, they didn't know, when Lincoln gave his money, it wasn't a big show, it wasn't a big presentation. He just discreetly went and he put the offering in the, his money in the offering, and that was that. Well, somebody felt impressed of the Lord to go up to Lincoln and give Lincoln some money. So now Lincoln had a few hundred Australian dollars. Now, this is a whole lot more than he gave in the offering. But he got blessed, and so once again, he turned to his mother. He said, well, how much is the tithe? She told him. He said, okay, and I want to give an offering, and I want to sow some seed. And so he prepared his little bit, and he gave it the next meeting at the church. We got to Sydney, Australia, and the offerings were being, we were doing a five-city tour throughout Australia. We ended up in Sydney, and the offerings were being received. And Lincoln looked at me again. He said, Dadu, do you have my money? I said, Lincoln, your mother has all the money. She always has all the money. And I said, why? He said, because I want to give it. I said, how much do you want to give? He said, I want to give it all. I said, you know I am not buying you that Lego set. He said, I know, but I want to give it all. So Lincoln took all the money that had been given to him, and he gave it into the offering that night. Anyhow, we went to five different cities over 2 weeks' time in Australia. On the airplane going home, we were actually flying to Honolulu, Hawaii, where we were teaching a school of signs and wonders. And on our way from Australia over to Hawaii, I asked Lincoln, I said, Lincoln, I said, how much money do you have left? And he said, I have enough money to buy that Lego set. Hallelujah. He had, in five cities, he was able to sow, to give away over 2,000 U.S. dollars. He was going home on the plane with enough money to buy that Lego set with a little bit left over. Come on, somebody don't tell me that he understood what was going on in the atmosphere. It was the most remarkable thing. I told him it would take till Christmas. He got that blessing in 2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. We ought to believe our Bibles on purpose. Hallelujah. Anyhow, I said all that to bring you to the pressed down, shaken together kind of blessing. Because we ended up in Honolulu, Hawaii. Lincoln was anxious to go and get this Lego set now because he had the money for it. And so we ended up at the Lego store. He went and he ordered the set. And then we ended up at the back. They had this little thing at the Lego store. It was like a bucket, about maybe that big. Something like that. And the sign said for something like $11, you can fill that bucket with Lego. However much, they're not going to weigh the bucket. However much Lego you can get in that bucket, you can get it for the $11 or whatever it was, minimal price. And so let me tell you, I begin to understand about this pressed down and shaken together kind of blessing. Hallelujah. I tell you, I have never spent so much time trying to fit all the little Lego pieces in. Just about, I figured, listen, when you discern the harvest that God has given to you, you ought to take the harvest. Hallelujah. Some people say, well, Brother Joshua, I've sowed seed, and I never seem to get the harvest. Let me tell you tonight, harvest glory is surrounding your life on every single side. Open up your eyes to see it. Open your eyes to see it. Did you eat breakfast this morning? Did you? I didn't. I wanted to sleep in a little bit longer. But did you eat breakfast this morning? Because if you did, it was a harvest. No, it wasn't, Brother Joshua. I eat breakfast every morning. Well, then you've gotten a lot of harvest in your life. Hallelujah. Because there's some people who wake up in the morning and they have no breakfast to eat. If you woke up this morning, you had a little bread breakfast, it was a harvest in your life. If you were able to eat some food at lunchtime, you got another harvest. Come on. If you drove here and you didn't get in a car accident, guess what? It was another harvest. Well, I'm a good driver. Yeah, there's a lot of good drivers getting in car accidents all the time. You got a harvest. We need to celebrate the small things. We need to celebrate, learn to discern the small harvest we're receiving in our life. Give God thanks. Remember I said, our thankfulness is the seed for every miracle. As soon as we can become thankful for the small harvest, we'll see the harvest increase, the harvest expand, and all of a sudden we'll see larger harvests than we've ever seen before. A few weeks ago, I was on the airplane, and they charge you for everything on the airplane now. I mean, you buy your airplane ticket, but it doesn't mean much. All it means is that you're going to get in the air. Doesn't mean you can take any bags with you. Come on. Like, what were they thinking? Yeah, I wanted to go on a trip for a whole month, and I wasn't thinking I'd take any other pairs of clothes. They charge you for, if you want to take a bag, they charge you. If you want to eat something on the plane, they charge you. If you want a little bit more leg room, they charge you. If you want a more comfortable seat, they charge you. If you want a window seat, they'll charge you. Everything is charged. If you want some headphones, they'll charge you. Well, I wanted some headphones to watch the television. And so I paid them the $2, and they gave me the headphones. I went to turn the TV on, and it wasn't working. I called them over, and I told them. They said, okay, we'll reset it. You wait 10 minutes and your TV will get started. Okay, so I waited. Tried to start it again. Wasn't working. I called them over. Not working. They said, let us reset it 10 more minutes and then you try it again. I waited 10 minutes. Tried it again. No television. I called them over again. She said, I'm sorry, sir. It looks like your television's not working. But she said, I know you bought those headphones for $2. So why don't you just have a little snack? I thought, snack? Really? You have the nerve to ask me for more money. You want me to buy a snack when I just paid $2 for these headphones that are no good. Now, I didn't say this to her. I was just thinking it in my head. Come on. I said, no, thank you. I don't want the snack. No, thank you. She said, you don't want it? I said, not really. She said, well, maybe your son wants a pizza. I'll just give it to him. Oh, I said, oh, you're giving it? Yeah, I'll just give him the pizza. Okay, I'll take it. I'll take the pizza. And I'll take some cheese and crackers for myself. And you see, I wasn't discerning that there was a harvest. I wasn't discerning that she actually wanted to bless me. She wanted to give me something. She wanted to pour into my life. And so as soon as I recognized what she was doing, we took the pizza and we took the cheese and crackers, and Lincoln ate the pizza and I ate the cheese and crackers. I was real excited. And then I began to thank God in my seat. Thank you, Lord, for my pizza, my cheese and cracker harvest. Hallelujah. I paid $2 for those headphones, but I got a $9 pizza and I got a $7 package of cheese and crackers. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for my harvest. The plane landed in Toronto. And we went to the rental car agency. Now, let me tell you about the rental car. When I was trying to book the rental car, The car I wanted was the SUV. It was the minivan, the SUV, and it was $700 for the week. I didn't want to, I thought seven, that's like 7,000 Rand. I didn't want to pay that much for 1 week of using somebody else's vehicle. Come on. And so I looked and I found a full-size car, and it was $125, $124, something like that. And so I booked it. And Janet Andrews said, "Are you sure all of our luggage is going to fit in that car?" I said, "Well, I sure hope. I sure hope it will, because I'm not going to pay $700. I want that $125 rental car." And so I made the reservation. We got there, and they gave me the keys for the full-size car. I signed all the papers, everything. We're walking out with our two children and all of our luggage, walking out to the parking garage. See, we do this every week, so I have to be careful, you know, how much you're spending. It's not like this was a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. This is like every single week kind of this is how we live. And so I was walking out to the car rental to actually go into the car, and I passed a man who worked for the agency, and he looked at me. He saw the luggage and the kids and everything. He said, "You know," he said, "what car are you in?" I said, "That full-size car over there." He said, "Okay, well, if all your stuff doesn't fit in there, why don't you just go and take that minivan over there?" Come on. I was going to discern this harvest. I said, "Oh, that car doesn't work. I'll take the minivan." He said, no. You go try to fit everything in, and then if it doesn't work, then you can come over here." I said, "I know that car does not work. I need that minivan." And I swapped keys with him, and we took that minivan, and I got in there, all our stuff comfortable in the back, the children comfortable in their seats, and I began to praise God. I said, "God, thank you for taking me from my pizza, cheese, and cracker kind of harvest into a bigger harvest. Lord, I thank you for my minivan harvest. Hallelujah." And I began to thank God for that harvest all the way to the hotel. And when I got to the hotel, I went to check in, and they said, "Mr. Mills." I said, "Yeah." They said, "You've been upgraded to a luxury deluxe suite in the hotel." I said, "Thank you, Jesus, for my pizza, cheese, and cracker harvest. And I thank you, Lord, for my minivan harvest. And Lord, I thank you that you gave me a bigger room than the room that I paid for. Lord, I thank you for giving me a bigger room than the one that I thought I was getting. Lord, I thank you for my supernatural deluxe suite." Hallelujah. Thankfulness is the seed to the increase. It's a seed to more. It's a seed to miracle. Why do I say that? Psalm 100 says we enter into his gates with thanksgiving. What does your thanksgiving connects you with the open gates of glory? Hallelujah. It takes you right through those open gates of blessing, those open gates of grace, that open gate, hallelujah, of the outpouring of the Spirit, hallelujah. And the reason why I share all of this is because I've learned how to discern my harvest. If I didn't discern my harvest, I wouldn't give thanks for it. And if I didn't give thanks for the small harvest, there is a possibility that I wouldn't experience a bigger harvest. My thankfulness is working something in the supernatural. Everything might not be going great. Everything might not be in line, but I can surely thank the Lord because he is good and his blessing belongs to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so here we are in the Lego store with this bucket. You pay $11, you can get as much Lego in there as you want. And I was discerning a harvest. Hallelujah. And Lincoln and I, we stood at the back of the store. And I tell you, I had never, ever fiddled with Lego as long as I did in the back of that store. I mean, we got that whole Lego pressed down. I mean, it was pressed down. You could not fit another piece of Lego the way that we begin to make these little fillings, these levels inside of the bucket. And as soon as we got it pressed down, we started to take some little flower petals and some little lights and some little flower stems and some little accessories. We were going to put them in and then shake them. Just shake them in. This was our pressed down and shaken together level of receiving. Hallelujah. We got that heavy bucket up to the front of the store, and I think they were so absolutely amazed how heavy our bucket was, because I know there is nobody in the history of Lego that has packed a bucket like we packed a bucket that day. But you know what I love about God? His blessing goes beyond a Lego bucket blessing. The Bible says the next level of supernatural receiving, the fifth level, is the level of running over. It is a supernatural level of receiving that's called overflow. Hallelujah. David said, Lord, you've anointed my head and my cup. It isn't just filled to the top. It isn't just filled to the brim. But David said, my cup, it overflows. Flow. God doesn't have a blessing for you that just goes to the top. God doesn't have a blessing for you that goes halfway up. God has a blessing that can fill your life and overflow from your life. Hallelujah. Prosperity is having enough to meet all your needs with enough left over to always give, to always pour out, to always be generous on every occasion. Somebody praise God right now for the overflow blessing. Praise God right now. Right now, I want you to become a generous receiver of the overflow of God right now. Just pull it in. Just pull it in. The overflow. Lord, I thank you for overflow. I thank you for overflow. In areas where it's been limited, areas where there's been lack, right now, in the spirit, I want you to pull in the overflow right now. Overflow, 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 overflow. There's never one day in your life when God calls you to go without. There's never one day in your life when God says, I don't want to bless you. There's never one day in your life when God says you're without favor. Every single day that you walk with Jesus is a day when you can experience the overflow of God. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for the overflow right now. The overflow. Lord, I thank you for breaking through, breaking in, breaking down barriers, breaking down walls. Lord, I thank you for the breakthroughs of your overflow. Hallelujah. The next level says it will be poured into your lap. The King James translation says, men will pour into your bosom, into your lap. The bosom, the lap, it represents your life. Who you are is speaking actually about divine appointments. Do you understand there's a level of supernatural receiving where every day you can be walking into a divine appointment, a divine connection? I believe that there's two people on the other side of your seed always. There's one person that will receive your seed. You'll sow words into somebody's life, they'll receive those words. You'll sow finances into somebody's life to bless them, they'll receive those finances. You'll sow your time, your ability, your talents, your creativity into somebody's life. They'll receive from you. There's somebody always that will receive the seed. But on the other side of your seed, there's also somebody that is supernaturally released, dispatched, in the supernatural to pour back into your life. Hallelujah. A divine connection. A divine connection. I want you to lift up your hands right now and believe that as you've sown your seeds, as you've given generously, as you've released that which God has given to you, right now, tonight, I want you to believe on purpose that there are divine connections that are coming into your life right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for the men and women that you have assigned to pour back into our life. Lord, I thank you for the men and women that you have assigned to show us favor in areas where there may have been difficulty, areas where there may have been struggle in our life. Lord, we thank you for divine connections. We thank you for divine assignments and divine appointments right now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. The seventh level of supernatural receiving, the Bible says, with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And this is really speaking in regards to faith. The Bible says, one sows sparingly and reaps sparingly. Another sows generously and reaps generously. Every farmer understands that if he wants to receive a harvest, he's got to put some seed in the ground. Now, he can have a whole bag of seed at home that he just watches sitting there on his desk day in and day out. Now, he's got a whole lot of seed, a big seed bag. He can watch it day in and day out. But if he doesn't do anything with that seed, he really can't expect a harvest to be grown. And the Bible doesn't just say that God's given us seed, but actually it gives us an understanding that we're supposed to scatter our seed. The Bible says you never know exactly where your seed's going to produce the best, where it's going to become the most fruitful, where you're going to get the largest harvest. God is looking for people who will be generous in this day with everything that God has given us. Everything. Everything. That we won't hold back on our time volunteering or giving ourselves to ministry service or dedicating ourselves to the things of God. That we won't hold back, but that we'll give freely. We won't say, I don't have the time, but we'll say, God, as I sow time, I believe that I'm receiving time. Lord, as I sow my love, as I sow my seeds of friendship, I believe there's love and there's friendship that's coming back into my life. Lord, as I give of my finances, as I take my financial wealth, and as I sow into your glory, I believe that there is a return of financial prosperity that's coming to my life. The Bible says this, God will not be mocked. Whatever a man sows, what does it say? That shall he also reap. We need to expect whatever seeds we're sowing, that there's also a harvest that we're growing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever seeds I'm sowing, I know that there's a harvest that I'm growing. Hallelujah. And I'm going to begin to discern that harvest everywhere I go. I'm going to begin to look for the harvest, and I'm not going to hold back. When that harvest comes into my life, I'm going to become a generous receiver. The Bible says that God will bless me. Why? So that I can be a blessing. God wants to bless you. Why? So that you can be a blessing. Does anybody believe that God wants to bring a greater blessing into your life than you've experienced to this point? There's something bigger. Come on. Anybody believe that? That you maybe haven't experienced everything that you could experience in God. There's maybe a little bit more to see, maybe a little bit more to know, a little bit more to perceive, a little bit more to receive. How are these seven levels triggered? What does the Bible say? Number one, give. Hallelujah. As we choose to operate in generosity, we come into a place of divine generosity. As we choose to give, we can also make the choice to receive. Hallelujah. God is looking for generous receivers. Hallelujah. God wants us to learn the art of receiving. I'm just going to give you a few more scriptures, just real quick. You can write these down. Matthew 10, because tonight's a night of receiving from the heavens. Tonight's a night of receiving an impartation. Tonight's a night of receiving the gift of God. Matthew 10 verse 41 says, anyone who receives a prophet receives a prophet's reward. Anyone who receives a prophet receives a prophet's reward. If I can recognize the gift of God within Pastor Steve, and if I can receive him as a man of God, then I can also receive the reward that comes for receiving that gift of God. Hallelujah. If I can receive you for the gift of God that you are, come on. If I can see Jesus in you, if I can see his gifts in you, his abilities in you, if I can receive you for who you are, I can receive the gift that flows from your life. I don't know if you're hearing what I'm saying tonight. This is a key because there's been many ministry leaders that have not been able to discern the gift. And because they haven't discerned the gift, they haven't been able to receive the reward. There's a gift inside of you that's waiting to be unlocked, but I must receive you in order to receive the gift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I receive the gift of God that's on the inside of you. Hallelujah. There is so much Holy Spirit on the inside. I see it all over your face. I can see it in your eyes. I see the Holy Spirit just bubbling out of you. Hallelujah. And I receive you. Hallelujah. As a child of God. And I know as I receive you as a child of God, the goodness of God overtakes my life. Why? Because now I'm not walking in strife with my brothers and my sisters. I'm not walking in strife against men and women of God. I'm not cursing. I'm not speaking against them. the men and women of God, but I receive them for who they are. Now, they're not like me. They act a little different than me. They might have different personalities. They might have different ministry giftings, but if I can receive them for who they are in God, I can also receive the gift of God within them. Hallelujah. And something will begin to stir inside my life, and suddenly I'll be propelled from this place. I believe whenever I go to a nation, not only do I sow seeds, not only do I make a deposit of the glory through my life sowing into the nation, but I believe everywhere I go, I receive an impartation that propels me to the next nation. Hallelujah. The next place I'm going is Canada. And let me tell you, I'm taking a South African blessing to Canada. Hallelujah. I've been picking up deposits of glory in this nation. I've been picking up deposits of the Spirit of God in this nation. And when I go away from this place, I'm going to begin to release everything that I received. Hallelujah. I'll release it all in Canada, and then I'll pick up some deposits in Canada. And then the next place I'll go after Canada is I'll be going down to California, and I'm going to take them a big old Canadian blessing. Hallelujah. And I'm going to release it all, and I'm going to pick up some American anointing. Hallelujah. Oh, some of them American churches, they know how to praise. Hallelujah. Some of them American churches, they know how to preach. I'm going to pick it all up. Hallelujah. If I can receive the gift of God inside of you, if I can receive you as sent from God, I can also receive the reward, the gift of God. Hallelujah. Now, I got carried away. I need to get back to my scriptures here. Okay. Just a few more. Are you ready to receive tonight? Are you? This side is. Okay. I remember that when the line starts. Okay. Hebrews 10 verse 36 says, persevere so that you will receive what he's promised. Sometimes when you stood in faith, you just have to keep on standing in faith. Keep on persevering. Keep on standing. Don't let anybody knock you down. Don't let anybody knock you out. When you know that it's God, just continue to stand in faith, and you will what? Receive what he's promised. Mark 10 verse 15 says, only those who receive the kingdom of God as a child will enter in. We must have childlike faith to receive what it is that God desires to do. God's been dealing a lot with me about childlike faith. It's amazing. Sometimes we can just become so grown up in our spirituality that we start to tell God what he should do instead of telling God, God, do whatever you want to do. Sometimes we can become so grown up in our attitude that we lose that spiritual innocence that God wants us to walk in. God's not calling us to be childish, but he does want us to be childlike. Childlike faith reaches out to receive the gift of God without reservation. It's amazing. The Bible says this, says, if you who are good fathers know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask for the Holy Spirit? We need to learn how to become generous receivers of the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Do you want to hear one more testimony? I've got one more, and this one might, well, I don't know. It might be too much for you tonight. Okay, let's just read another scripture. Maybe that will do you better. John 20, verse 22 says, Jesus breathed on them and he said, receive the Holy Ghost. We must learn how to be receivers of the Spirit of God. John 1, verse 12 says, as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. We must receive the Lord in his presence. John 16, 24, ask, and you will what? Receive. And when you receive, what happens? Your joy will be complete. Why? Why will your joy be complete when you learn how to be a generous receiver? Because now, whenever there's an opportunity to give, you don't have to say, I'm in lack, I don't have. But because you're a generous receiver, you can say, I always have more than enough. God's given me something that I'm not supposed to keep to myself, but I can give it away. Hallelujah. I can become generous on every occasion. Whatever God's given to me, I'm willing to let it go because I understand this, that there's more in the flow. Hallelujah. I've entered into that place, the flow of heaven, where I'm not worried about what I'm going to eat tomorrow. I'm not worried about how I'm going to live tomorrow. I'm not worried about how I'm going to put clothes on my back tomorrow. But I just know that God takes care of me no matter what. I'm a generous receiver. And I can be a generous releaser. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody ready to enter into that dimension? Hallelujah. Okay. Tonight I want to give you an opportunity to sow into the glory. You know, every opportunity we have to give is always an opportunity to be blessed. Tonight I'm giving you an opportunity to enter into these realms, hallelujah, of supernatural receiving. I want you to sow on purpose tonight. I want you to give on purpose. I want it to be a praise and worship, and not just any kind of praise or worship to the Lord, but tonight I want you to give God a crazy praise. Last night we were shouting and we were screaming in this place. I mean, we were lifting up our voice to the high heavens, hallelujah, and it was loud. God loves a glorious praise, but tonight we can take what we have, we can take of our finances, of our financial wealth, and we can make it a crazy praise, hallelujah, to the Lord. Anybody ready to do that? Only a few South Africans ready to do it. Come on. What happened to Jabulani Africa? Come on, Jabulani, Jabulani, Africa. Come on, there ought to be a sound of joy. There ought to be a sound of rejoicing tonight in the house. There's an opportunity to enter into a new place of receiving. Some of you are going to enter into that pressed down, shaken together. Some of you are going to enter in to that overflowing more than enough. Some of you are going to enter into that place of divine connection, divine assignment, divine alignment. Some of you are going to enter in to a place of receiving like you never ever entered in before. Tonight there's an opportunity to give into the glory in preparation for the impartation of the glory. Hallelujah. You ought to prepare your offering right now. Prepare it as quick as you can. You get that offering ready. Hallelujah. Get your seeds ready. Hallelujah. 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 Why don't the ushers come up here again? All the ushers can come up here again. We're going to smack hands in agreement. You agree with the heavens. Hallelujah. 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 I encourage you to be generous tonight. I encourage you to do what you can do. And as you do what you can do, God will do what He can do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you have your offering ready, I want you to stand up right now. I want you to stand up with your offering, with your financial. I believe tonight everybody can give something. Everybody has something that they can give. The Bible says, give and it shall be given back to you. No worry in the giving, but faith, faith. When we give in faith, believing that God's word is true. Why don't you just hold your offering up to heaven? Why don't you just hold your seed up to heaven right now? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you said you give seed to the sower. And Lord, as we sow seed, we know we're not coming into lack. We're coming out of agreement with poverty. And tonight, Lord, as we sow, we're coming into agreement with your word that is true, that we shall experience supernatural realms of receiving like never before. Lord, we come into agreement with the revelation of your word that there is more for us to discover. There is more for us to know. There is more blessing to encounter. There is more than enough in the realms of heaven. Whoa. Whoa. Right now, I just want you to lift your offering into that realm of more than enough. Right now, by faith, right now, I want you to lift your offering in that realm of more than enough. And I want you to see yourself coming into that realm of more. What would you do if there was no limitations in your life? How would you minister if there were no limitations? Whoa. What would you do with your life if there was no limitations? There are no limitations in the Spirit. There's no limitations in the glory realm. Lord, right now we thank you for the realm of overflow. No limits, but the overflow of heaven overtaking every area of our life. Spirit, soul, and body coming into agreement tonight with the overflow of God. Hallelujah. 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 Right now, I want you to declare overflow. 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 More than enough, the overflow of the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, why don't you come and give your gifts? Come and give your offering. Come and sow your seed in faith. Hallelujah. Smack hands with the ushers that are here at the front as you come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your overflow. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Lord, we thank you for the impartation of your glory. Lord, we thank you for the manifestation of your glory. Even tonight, just come into agreement with it right now. Lord, I thank you for the blessings that come in your glory. Lord, we thank you for the miracles that happen in your glory. Lord, we thank you for your voice that we can hear clearly in the realm of glory. Your prophetic word that speaks directly to our heart. Lord, we thank you that we receive of the heavens and we receive from you. Lord, we thank you for your favor that rests upon our life. It doesn't matter what the natural has predicted, but there's a promise that is about to unfold. There's another harvest that we're about to discover. There is fruitfulness that's coming into our life in areas that have seemed dry, in areas where it seems like there's been no harvest. Lord, we thank you for your harvest glory that comes. Lord, we thank you for new harvest in the morning and new harvest in the afternoon and new harvest in the evening. Lord, we thank you for taking us beyond the realms of the natural, even beyond the realms of natural provision into the realm of divine supernatural, the realm of supernatural supply, the realm of supernatural sustenance, the realm of supernatural encouragement, the realm of supernatural compassion, the realm of supernatural time, the realm of supernatural giftings, the realm of supernatural anointings, oh, the realm of supernatural kingdom wealth, the realm of supernatural provision. Oh, we thank you for your glory that makes the way. Your glory always makes the way. The door is open. The door is open. There's no limitation to what you'll do. There's no limitation to how you can move. But the door is open. Right now, I want you to position yourself in a heart of worship, in a spirit of worship right now. As you go back to your seats, just lift up your hands to God. Just lift up your hands in glory to the Lord. Miracles are about to take place in this sanctuary tonight. Miracles are about to happen in your life. Breakthroughs are about to come. Miracle transition. Whoa. Lord, we love you. Lord, we worship you. Jesus Christ, we magnify you in this place. Be lifted high in this place. Lord, we worship you. 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 Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you.
Come on, just lift up your hands. Come on. We're preparing to go into that impartation. Are you receiving? Are you generous receivers? I want to live, I want to dwell in the realm forever. I want to be in the secret place just to see your face, Lord. I want to live, I want to dwell in this realm forever. And I want to be in the glory, 'cause there's no limitations in the Spirit. There's no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the Spirit. There's no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the Spirit. There are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the Spirit. There are no limitations in the glory realm. Just lift up your hands and feel that. There is freedom and there is liberty where the Spirit is. There is freedom and there is liberty in the place where the Spirit is. No limitations in the Spirit. There are no limitations in the glory of God. There are no limitations in the Spirit. There are no limitations in the glory realm. Whoa, whoa, yeah. Lord, we receive what it is that you do. Lord, we receive from you. Lord, we receive what it is that you do. Lord, we receive for you. We are generous receivers. We are generous receivers. We are generous receivers of your truth. Of your truth, Lord, we are generous receivers. Ooh, I am a generous receiver. Declare and say, I am a generous receiver. Yeah, I am a generous receiver of your truth. I'm a generous receiver of you, of you, of you, of you, Lord. I'm a generous receiver of you, of your Spirit and your truth. Oh, come and do what you wanna do. Come and move how you want to move. Come and manifest your glory in and through me. In and through me. 'Cause there's no limitations in the Spirit. There are no limitations in the glory realm. No, no limitations in the Spirit. And no limitations in the glory realm. No, no limitations in the Spirit. And no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the Spirit. No limitations.